Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was some superbly sublime music and an echo for many reasons in the jazz world. But for my specific world, it was the start of Take 5 with the great Dr. Mike Pettengell on Kansas City's 89.3 KCUR circa the mid to late 1990s. And it was a nightly three-hour journey where every night on the show, Mike would load up that jazz airplane and shoot little parachutes of jazz music and knowledge down to all the city's ears willing to listen and open up to the wonder of music and specifically the jazz world. And for the next hour on Neon Jazz, we will hear from Dr. Mike and explore the music that was huge to him and the world of jazz. So that Dave Brubeck 1959 tune, Take 5, was composed by the great Paul Desmond and performed by Dave Brubeck with his quartet off that stellar album Time Out. And as of today, it's the biggest selling jazz single ever. It was played for the first time to a live audience at the Village Gate in New York City circa 1959, and the world knows it well. So the road into broadcasting for Dr. Mike has been a long and very interesting one. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Mike had to say about that very first gig.
And from then I went to Bowling Green, Ohio, and just they needed people on their college radio station. So I showed up and they go, okay, you're hired. And, you know, sometimes your sub would show up, sometimes he wouldn't. So you might be on 2 hours, you might be on 6 hours. And, you know, I had a friend who was into psychedelic 60s stuff. So we did a psychedelic garage band show. And then I was still, you know, learning about jazz at the time.
And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz and digs Dr. Mike Pettengell and his radio prowess right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a new, tasty assortment of music and a bit of that life of Dr. Mike. This next cat, Fats Waller, was a huge influence on Mike, and after we hear a little bit about his thoughts on Fats, we will move right on into the tune that was the motto of his existence, Handful of Keys, baby.
I took piano from the nuns. One of them gave me a record that was like the life of Beethoven, and I put that thing on. It was really corny, but I just totally fell in love with it. From that moment on, I just started branching out, not only in classical music. I would try to listen to different radio stations and stuff, and I remember hearing a Fats Waller song on some station in the middle of the night, and that totally blew my mind.
Thank you.
Dr. Mike. I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. You should too.
Thank you.
That was Coltrane's tune, Acknowledgement, from A Love Supreme via the John Coltrane Quartet with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones in France at the Antibes Jazz Festival in 1965. And it would be the first and only public performance of this amazing seminal album. So it wasn't always radio that Mike wanted to get into. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked him specifically what he dreamed of being when he was growing up, and this is what he had to say.
The earliest thing I wanted to be at age 10 was a poet, because I was reading Edgar Allan Poe, and I thought, oh, this is it, man. This is what I want to be. And I kind of grew out of that need. And I thought for a while I would be some kind of musician. I was a music major in college for a while. And then it became clear that I was going to be a band director, and I didn't really want to be a band director, although now that I look back on it, it wouldn't have been so bad.
And speaking of poetry and dreams, our next cut on this hour of Neon Jazz comes via the Miles Davis Quintet at the Black Hawk Nightclub in San Francisco, circa 1961. And Mike loved those sessions, and he had some really nice thoughts on the recordings. Let's have a listen.
The recordings that have an impact on you, you tend to remember when you first heard them. And I remember it was snowing, and I was listening to that. Somebody had made me a cassette of it, a part of it. I really, at that time, I really hadn't heard anything quite like it. I'm totally in love with that recording and still love it to this day. Thank you.
That was another cut high on the list of Mike's favorites. Sonny Rollins with the tune The Last Time I Saw Paris off the 1957 LP The Sound of Sonny on the Riverside label. Sonny was joined by the great Sonny Clark, Roy Haynes, Percy Heath, and Paul Chambers on this recording. And this album was just a testament to the jazz richness going on in 1957, a year that Dr. Mike digs the most. Listen to his thoughts on that year.
Yeah, I'm on an island. I can only pick one type of jazz. It would probably be the 50s, you know, 1957. Yeah. I would listen to that year over and over again, you know, because it was such a great year for jazz, Thelonious Monk. And you can't really get tired of Thelonious Monk or Coltrane or Miles from that period.
From the power of John Coltrane and the cool of Johnny Hartman, they come together in 1963 for a very creamy, cool jazz standard, Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come-what-may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K-traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many clock tails. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris, please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile. In spite of it, I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Mm-hmm.
That was the talented jazz pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. with the 1976 tune Watch What Happens off his LP Back Home. Repeatedly, Phineas has been called one of the most technically skilled and brilliant pianists in all of jazz. So, back to the Dr. Mike story. Many in the Kansas City jazz world learned and loved music that took place on his Take 5 program. And this is what he had to tell Neon Jazz about the beginnings of that great jazz show there in the 90s on KCUR.
He was looking around for somebody to take his place, and he asked me if I would like to do it. And I said, oh, yeah, getting paid to do radio? Sure, why not? So I did that over there, and I think I was on for almost 4 years. You know, I can hardly remember how long it was, but it was a lot of fun. I had a blast doing it because I was on consecutive nights.
From the keys of Red Garland with his trio, we move into a foggy day circa 1956, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
this is Abel Ramirez, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Camino.
Clouds above. If it should rain, we'll let it all just for the night. Forget it, baby. I'm in the mood for love.
And that was Satchmo with his take in 1935 of the standard I'm in the Mood for Love. From one of the greatest minds in jazz, Louis Armstrong once said that if you have to ask what jazz is, you'll never know. But we wanted to know why Dr. Mike loves jazz. And this is what he had to say about jazz and all that.
Well, you know, I have friends who hate jazz and they say, there's just no rules. And I go, well, you're absolutely wrong. I've tried to play jazz and there's a ton of rules.
Yeah.
But you have to learn them and then you have to know when to bend them and break them and all that. So for me, number one, it's a truly American music. And as I got my PhD in American studies, so I'm into that.
This next tune on the show comes from a man that never really got huge in the world of jazz, but holds a fond spot in the hearts of many, including Mike and myself. This is pianist and composer Herbie Nichols with the 1957 tune, Love, Gloom, Cash, Love. A short definition of jazz, eh?
Thank you.
Again, that was Herbie Nichols with Love, Gloom, Cash Love, from the magical jazz year of 1957. So Mike has been on the radio for about 19 years, playing pure music in all of its forms, jazz, old-timey, world, country, and classical. And these days, you can hear him nightly on the mighty KKFI in Kansas City. And he continues to educate, as he has for 25 years at the Kansas City, Kansas Community College, as a full professor of English, humanities, and fine arts. And it was during early 2015 that he was awarded the Living Legend Award from the African American Museum of Philadelphia. And before we leave this jazz orbit in honor of Dr. Mike, it was a huge pleasure for us to host his life, some of his musical choices, and words on Neon Jazz. An honor it is, really, and that's putting it lightly. And before we cue up the final track on this hour of Neon Jazz via Lee Morgan with the 1956 tune Nostalgia, as we've done that over this last hour, we have some final thoughts from Mike on the enduring legacy of music. This is good.
You know, everything falls away in life and is taken away from you sooner or later. But your love of something like music, that stays. And it's always going to be with you. You might lose your loved ones. If you've got a love of music, then you've got something that will keep you company. You know, it's like a good dog. It's going to be there, man. When you come home, it's there.
And with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to Dr. Mike for his time, his devotion, and absolute cool, man. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with the jazz plan, baby. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christie.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. We love to hear what you think out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.